diplomatic relations in a deal brokered by Washington, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
I hope the Palestinians will see this for what it is as well, a historic opportunity for the Middle East to be stable and peaceful.
The U.S. says the agreement means Israel will suspend plans to annex parts of the occupied West Bank. The UAE is the first Gulf Arab country to form official relations with Israel.
Fox's Simon Owen. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our better-than-normal rain chances continue. Showers and thunderstorms in ample supply through the evening hours, fading out later on tonight. And tomorrow we'll do it again, scattered to numerous storms, particularly in the afternoon and evening hours, with locally heavy downpours in spot. We'll be in the muggy mid-70s for the overnight low tonight. Tomorrow's high in the low to mid-90s, triple-digit heat indices. Then on Saturday, not as many storms around. They'll still be scattered in the afternoon and evening hours, but more of a typical summertime pattern. High temperatures edging back to the mid-90s and widely scattered storms on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management staff, or any advertisers.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
All right. Is everybody in here wearing a mask and practicing social distancing?
Yeah.
Sure thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, then, carry on.
Who was that guy?
I don't know, man.
What do you mean you don't know?
I mean, I don't know, man.
Well, how did he get in here?
I don't know.
Well, you should know. I mean, he's roaming around in the building.
Man, I don't know who he is. And I didn't, like, expect the Spanish Inquisition.
Inquisition.
And let me just say that I think it's a very cheap way to incorporate that into the program.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah, you're right.
Hello?
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with Bigfoot.
Hello?
Now, am I to understand that you are the original Bigfoot?
Yeah, that's me, man. Old Sasquatch, right here.
Now, Bigfoot, you're a very solitary creature. You live up here in the woods.
That's right.
Well, what do you do for fun?
Well, I got some friends, the squirrels. They come over and we watch TV.
Uh-huh.
And the raccoons, they play poker on Friday night, but they cheat.
I see. So I guess you keep your money hid up here in the woods somewhere.
You crazy?
I'm sorry?
Of course I don't keep my money up here in the woods. David Ernest is my financial guy, and he looks after my money for me.
I see. So what do you suggest to your other forest friends?
They should call David Ernest right now and let him take care of their money for them.
Well, there you have it. Bigfoot says, call David Ernest for all your financial needs. Call 279-7431. Do you have any message I could give to David Ernest?
Oh, no. I'll hit him up on Facebook.
Right.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
Now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
It's an idiotic statement.
No respect at all.
I tell you, sometimes I can't take it no more.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Now for another item with a tropical flavor.
Yeah.
Welcome to Conspiracy Night on the Health and Wealth Show. Our special guest tonight is Terry Adams. Remember, the truth is out there. We invite you to open your eyes and take a look. Now, here's your host, David Ernest.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you, Terry, for
thank
being
you.
Here.
Thank
and,
you for being
Too Tall Matthew for
yeah,
being here.
Yeah. Thank
and
you.
Rusty.
Yeah, I'm around here somewhere. Hello,
for being here.
Actually, I appear as in the form of a hologram.
Just oh wow!
You know that's
I
become popular
you were
flickering
lately. A little bit.
Yeah, yeah. You know, well, after last night, all the lights are flickering on and off. You know, I'm kind of shy around lightning
that was
and
kind
stuff.
Of scary.
So, yeah. It was weird.
It was kind of scary. But you know what's really scary?
Tell me.
Losing all your money.
That is scary.
That's pretty very scary.
Very scary, guys. Uh-huh. Losing all your money.
Losing half your money. That's uh-huh. pretty scary.
That's pretty scary. And so there's some pretty scary things have happened in the stock market lately. But guess what?
What's that?
Tell me. There is a person who wants to be president. And she is not 77 years old.
You know, she introduced herself. She said, when I'm president, and then she named something she was going to do, and I'm like, uh-huh. The fix is in.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Like, who really is running for president?
Man, there is so much dirt on her. I am popping the corn, waiting to see and what Trump does with this.
Speaking of that, you know who one of her relatives is?
Yeah.
Corn Pop.
No! Oh,
and he was a bad dude.
Yeah, right. You know, her run for president was unsuccessful. She was one of those dropouts, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, dropout has a bad word, like you have to drop out. And but she was picked back up.
And she used to be of Indian descent, and now she's a black woman. That's amazing to me.
No, she's really Jamaican, man.
Oh, is she?
She's not African-American.
She's not African-American.
She's none of that in
She's Jamaican me crazy, man.
You know?
Yes, she
well,
is.
You know, maybe if she'll get enough of that ganja in everybody's hands, we won't mind it so much when she's running us in the ground.
Well, we know she's going to get the Jamaican vote.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody gets a Jamaican vote.
It was like a year ago, she was talking about how, you know, she believed Biden's the accusations, the sexual accusations.
Well, you know, she's really just a cop, guys. She's having to switch sides. She's a cop, and now she wants to defund the cops?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what they think about that. Well, she wants to get on the side that wants to defund what she was. Isn't that hypocritical?
Yes.
Well, I think that word plays into most any politics.
I think that's the first.
Amen.
Yeah, the first line on the resume.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they say what everybody wants them to say so that they can get there someday. But, you know, she's, if he were to win, heaven forbid, I don't think he will, but if he were to, don't you know she'll finish those 4 years up?
Yes,
he's
sir.
He's 77 years old.
Yeah, I don't know if he would wind up in, you know, 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch like Ira Hayes, or if he would resign. You know, he might get two in the hat, you know, mysteriously and be assassinated, but I think he'll just, well, y'all, I really didn't want to do this. I'm going to go fishing.
Yeah, yeah.
When was she a cop? When she served under Willie Brown? Is that when she...
Well, I mean, when I say she's a cop, district attorney.
Mm-hmm.
You know, district attorneys are supposed to work with the
law enforcement.
Law enforcement.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, they're supposed to kind of like be on their side to some extent and support them, not defund them. You know, it's hypocritical. You know, the other thing is, you know, in San Francisco, you know, she sided with the police all the time over suspects. Uh-huh. No, they need to go to jail. No, put them in there. Put them under the jail. You know, she supported all of that while she was the DA. Now, she's Antifa. It's kind of funny, isn't it?
It's ironic.
It's not even ironic. Yeah. It's typical. I mean, and we got to stop buying into this mess.
And,
you know?
Amen.
I don't know who the lady was, but she said the looting is okay because it's basically reparations. They're getting their money that they want. And the people who are getting ripped off have insurance. So that makes it okay.
Well, isn't that sort of, you know, like hypocritical, as we said earlier?
Yeah.
First, you're fighting for everyone's rights, like the law's the law. And now you're saying it's okay to rip everybody off because it's reparations. I mean, like, what kind of leadership are we headed toward? If they get in there, guys, we're screwed.
Game over.
They're going to say your 401k, your IRA's reparations. Biden's already said, I'm going to take your guns. I'm going to take your money, and it ain't going to be funny.
Mm-mm.
You know, why on earth would we want this? You know, I mean, what do you think about that, Terry?
Well, we don't want it.
No.
But, you know, we had a couple of calls on Greg's show, I'm going to say one call, where the guy was saying, don't you guys see this? Trump's just throwing it out there about, well, he's messing with the post office. He's trying to steal the election. No, he's not. He's trying to prevent the Democrats from stealing the election, because if we have mail-in voting, with the rampant fraud, game over. They're going to steal the election.
I think the post office has been declining for a few years now, hasn't it?
Well, and when Ritz called in, I love Ritz, and he was trying to explain to Greg how the post office is funded. We don't directly fund them. They borrow money from the government, and then they raise the price of stamps to pay that money back. The problem is they're like 30-something billion behind in their payments.
Right.
So that's becoming a liability. But so Trump, I think Trump sees through this. He sees through this mail-in voting because, look, they will do anything to prevent themselves from being shown for what they truly are. And if that includes doing massive fraud to steal the election, that's exactly what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They will do something that they can even, it'll be found out later that they did
it. They don't care.
They don't care.
No,
but
at this point,
two-faced is terrible when you don't know where you stand. I mean, she got tripped up on one question. They said whether private medical insurance should be banned. You know, she just kind of danced around that and said, let's move on.
She compared ICE, the Immigration Control Agency, to the Ku Klux Klan. I mean, straight up. Yeah. Like, she doesn't have... I don't know. I just don't know what's going on.
Yeah, she doesn't know what she is.
Yeah.
At least the guy who's running on her ticket knows that he don't know anything.
He knows he's dumb.
Uh-huh. He knows he's dumb.
That's important.
You know, the thing.
The thing, you know.
Yeah, you know, thing. You know, who are you, my wife or my daughter? I'm sorry.
But your hair smells nice.
Exactly. Your hair feels
good. I got hairy legs.
You'd probably tell Harris her hair smells
sick.
Good.
Sick man.
They're all sick, every one of them. Their values shift. Yeah. A shift in values. You know, and what you don't want is shifting values, whether those values be your integrity or those values be your 401k or your IRA. Values shifting around are very disheartening.
Yes.
You know, you don't want things to shift, especially if they fall off the cliff. And that's what we're afraid of here. You know, guys, we don't know what's going to happen. But all this scary stuff. Would you have ever dreamed that they'd want to defund the police?
No.
Would you ever dream that they would do that?
No. Well, I saw where one city actually did do it. And it was a vote 7-1. I don't remember if it was Chicago or it was one of these cities where they're on fire.
Wasn't that in Minnesota somewhere?
It could have been.
Minneapolis?
Minneapolis.
I don't know.
But it's just, I don't understand.
It's crazy.
Chaos.
I mean, what happens when something goes wrong? What do you do? What's the first thing you do?
You call 911.
That's right. Get some police and some medical people out there.
Exactly. And you know, they want to take the guns. Look at those two guys. I think both of them are attorneys. They knew the law. They stood out there to defend their homes. These people had broke through their fences, the private fences.
Mm-hmm.
They were about to approach their homes, and heaven knows what they would have done
to
them.
They were armed, too.
And they had their guns trying to get them to back off, and they want to put them in jail. They want to put them in jail for defending their own territory.
And one of the, what do you call them, terrorists? I call them terrorists.
They are terrorists.
One of them said, y'all need to calm down. He said, well, I'm pretty calm. You just better be worried about this finger here.
Well, shame on you, Harris, Ms. Harris, for choosing the sides that wants to take the guns. Shame on you, Ms. Harris, for choosing the sides that you were not on at one time. Shame on you, Ms. Harris, for being a fake and a two-face, and now you want to be the president? I hope that doesn't happen.
I hope not, too.
And I'm afraid that that's the plan.
I think it is. It is.
I think it's
the
plan.
To steal the election to the post office.
Oh, yeah. If you need a ride that day around, you know, where I am over in Elmore County, call me, and I'll take you to the polls. I'll get a mask for you. I'll get my stuff and your stuff, and we'll hobble up there together and get you to vote. But don't try this mail and stuff. That's just like, well, on the other hand, what if I wanted to do fraud? And I got a bunch of them in the mail. Couldn't I vote for Trump about 10, 12 times?
I guess you could.
I mean, they're seeming...
what's good for the goose is the gander, I guess.
Uh-huh. That's the thing. There's no way to control whether or not you sent that vote in. I understand
right.
that with absentee balloting, you have to have an affidavit.
You have to have
and
two
there's
witnesses.
No way to control the mob mentality, the mob. They say, no police, let the mob run. Let them steal.
There's a way to control, and they're doing it right now. It's called propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
The media, man, they push it. I mean, they push it down your throat.
So
you don't have a choice, and I mean, unless you just turn it off.
You know, that's a male goose who uses good etiquette. of propaganda.
Propaganda.
Yeah, I remember. Prop it up. But you know, you're right. They're putting out there what they want us to believe. And some was a lady called Greg earlier. I think her name was Cindy. I'm not sure she was talking about. They were just trying to see how far it could go, how much we would do. I've noticed it. You know, you go into Walmart and people kind of look at you at the side of their eye. They kind of glance and they don't really want to make eye contact.
Yeah.
And I've got that face shield. I can't wear the other one because I got breathing problems.
Yeah.
So I got this clear one.
Yeah.
And, you know, people can see your face. And that even if you don't actually have any verbal exchange, you know, just, you know, that look, like, hey, how you doing? You know, that kind of thing. That means a lot.
You ought to see some of the looks I get with my mask.
Well, I know what you got on, though, so you probably in some bad places you don't need to be anyway. You're in the enemy territory.
Most of them say, you know, I like your mask, but every now and then you get this glance, it's the Trump mask. You've got Trump 2020.
Well, that just shows how undivided everything is, you know.
Exactly. Divided.
Divisiveness, house divided cannot stand.
That's right.
That's the key right there.
Yeah.
You just said the key, and they know that.
Yeah, they know it. And, you know, one good thing that can come out of all this is we can help you from becoming a victim to what's possibly, you know, down the road. These markets are volatile. If you're getting close to an age of retirement, you don't need to be. You need to assess your risk tolerance, and that's what we can do for you. We can sit down with you at no cost. We can go over what you got. It doesn't matter how much, how little, or how much it is, and we'll create a plan that'll have you safe, secure, and still have growth potential without any of the lost potential.
No risk.
You know, I was talking to a lady today, and I'm not going to mention her name, but she was, over 80 years old.
Yeah.
And she was very concerned about, she came to talk to me about losing money in the stock market, because they got her all, you know, rigged where if the market drops, she's going to drop like a rock at 82. I said, yeah, it looks kind of scary to me. But I said, you know what looks the scariest? She said, what's that? I said, you've got a huge, gigantic real estate investment, your house and your land,
right?
And it's still in your name.
Yeah,
your children, they could lose it. You need to talk to an attorney about a life estate. She said, "But I want my kids to have it." I said, "You need to talk about a life estate. You need to talk about an irrevocable trust." Listen, we are asset preservationists. We don't just deal with the stock market and safety, which is we deal with all kinds of safety. Everything that could save your assets, we deal with, we deal with attorneys and accountants that complement. If you're in doubt that everything you have is not safe, give us a call. We can show you how you can, and there's no charge.
279-7431.
That's right.
Call now.
Call often.
You know, you just got to be ready for what could happen in this. Historic event around the corner, whatever it is, either good or bad, and I don't feel good about it. Terry, where do you think we're headed? Where do you think we're really headed short and long term here?
I think I've always believed that America's Babylon. In Scripture, it talks about Babylon being the hammer of the whole earth. I mean, there's like 28 different descriptors of Babylon. America fits every one except one.
Mm-hmm.
Bible experts believe we're Babylon. That's the reason we're not supposedly not mentioned in end-time prophecy. Well, we are. It's just nobody ever connected the dots. We are mystery Babylon, as John that wrote the book of Revelation calls us. So I think there's going to be massive destruction, but I think that's on down the road. What we're seeing now is we're seeing the globalist, the New World Order, everything's run from the UN. We're seeing people trying to destroy our culture, this America that we all grew up in. They hate it. They want to destroy it. They want to get rid of all the country's boundaries, destroy the sovereignty of all countries, because the UN has it split up into 10 different regions. They're trying to implement the UN's grand plan for the world. And America's in the way, because we're the big country. We have almost 400 million guns now. So they're trying to get rid of that. They're trying to take the guns. They're trying to destroy our culture and our country is what they're doing.
I concur. You know, it's so scary when you see, you know, if you're familiar with Revelation and you read it. And I was listening today. Trump said that he had engineered the Abraham Agreement. And I was kind of proud of him for using that terminology, because that it's a basic Old Testament book.
Yep. Yep,
but it's in all of the books. Yep. The Abraham was the beginning of everything. That's where all these folks came from.
Mm-hmm. It's Abrahamic theology, yeah.
Yeah. So really, you know, I commend Trump. You say Trump doesn't know the Bible? You say Trump doesn't know the history of the world? How did he come up with that? He had to have known.
He knew.
He knows where we're headed. He's tried to show that he's behind, you know, the Bible. He's behind his beliefs. Mm-hmm. And what did they do to him when he tried to show that? They tried to make him look bad. They tried to fake it into making him look bad. Guys, we've got the man in there. We got the man that can hold the plan together. We got the man with the plan to hold everything together. He knows where this world's headed. Are they going to stop him?
Well, that's the thing, David, because they are Luciferian psychopaths. I've been using that term for almost 6 years, and it becomes more and more clear that that's exactly what they are every day. What we're waiting on now is when that agreement is signed, when Israel starts the building of the third temple, then the great tribulation begins. We got 7 years before the return of Jesus Christ, according to Scripture. So that agreement, and I'm glad you brought that up, because that is the key. That's the key to it all. As soon as that sign, and Israel's got everything they need. They got the timbers. They have the unblemished, the lamb? Have everything ready to build the third temple. And as soon as they start that, it's on.
It's on.
Yeah, yeah. It's on.
We're seeing all this, and who would have ever dreamed that we would see such unrest in our own nation? Mm. Is this the beginning of the revolution that will bring us down and make us look like Babylon? Is this the beginning
of
this?
I believe it is.
In other words, craziness, wanting to defund the police, wanting to do all kinds of crazy things, bring down statues of angels and destroy them.
Tearing up the McDonald house.
Tearing up the McDonald house.
That's awful.
That's evil.
And then you've got politicians that say, well, it, you know, let them do it. They deserve it.
Yeah, they got insurance.
That kills me. They got insurance.
What kind of hypocrite are you? You've got a person running for president that was one of the people who would have said, that's wrong, I'm putting you in jail. And now she's going
to
say, let them do it.
Whatever she has to say.
Who are they selling their souls out to?
Well, you know, when she
voters.
When she was putting those people in jail, she was getting money. And the people, it would come up for them to get out, or they would be eligible to be released because of time served or the severity of the offense. But she would keep them in there to keep getting money.
Yeah.
You know, when you go to jail, I'm not speaking from experience, but I know a guy. They charge by the day while you're in jail.
Really?
You get a bill when you leave for an amount of money that you have to pay, or they'll come get you for that.
For eating bad cornbread.
It's not free, I guess. Yeah.
unless you're like Otis and you got your own key.
Oh, okay.
Other than
that.
And
probably your own whiskey bottle under the pillow.
Right.
Yeah. You know, this whole thing doesn't make any sense. Elizabeth Warren is going to influence those two, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. Guys, I've talked about this over and over and over. We're in a country that should have freedom of choice. You could choose who you want to represent you, but there's laws and there's regulations that need to be followed.
Mm-hmm.
They want to break these laws and regulations down by adding more laws and regulations that will hinder the original laws and regulations and the freedoms. And I am talking about the financial industry. You know, they're so confused themselves. They don't know what the word fiduciary means. They say, are you a fiduciary? Have you ever looked back the last 2 or 3 years what defined a fiduciary? It's changed every time someone got in control. Guys, don't go for the malarkey that they're trying to feed you. It's not the truth. Elizabeth Warren wanted to get in bed with a bunch of folks so that she could turn this thing into a very liberal, socialistic financial world. You would not have very many choices. They will push you into having to pay a fee every year. You won't have the choice of going into different products. Mm-hmm. Trump released that, and now they're trying to get it back again. They're on the verge of wanting to take control of everything, including your money, and why on earth would they want to know where your money is every second of the day is beyond me.
And this didn't just come up, and I think Terry will back me up on this. From where I can see, this, I know it goes back further, but it came about that I really began noticing when Bill Clinton got in. Because who was over there jumping up and down about health care for all? We're going, everybody going to have some health care. Hillary jumping around.
Showing that little car.
Something happened. And they shut her down. She got quiet. And then she's starting to run again, and she's talking that. And, that's a good idea. I like that idea. But somebody got to pay for it.
Yep, right.
Somebody. Yep. And when I say somebody, I mean
Well, there's
us.
All kinds of crooked stuff goes on.
Uh-huh.
For example, the drug companies are some of the most crooked companies on the face of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
They made deals with the devil Obama.
Uh-huh.
He made deals with the devil Pharma. They're both devils. They're in the same arena together.
Pharmakia.
They have ripped us off. They have destroyed everything in the name of Obamacare. Obamacare has made it so ridiculously expensive to afford anything. There was a medication, I've told you about it, that I take. It cost $15 or $20 before Obamacare. Now it costs $3,000.
But how could it be? It's the Affordable Care Act. I mean,
they talk backwards.
Right.
That's where I bought it from the other day, and it just came in yesterday.
Mexico, China. Canada.
And it's regulated and made by the same company.
Uh-huh.
And I had to get a prescription for it. And guess what? The city of Montgomery was using Canadian pharmacies until recently.
Mm-hmm.
I think they quit. But the thing is, everybody knows it's cheaper somewhere else because of the deal with the devil.
Mm-hmm.
So do you really want your finances made with a deal like that where, you know, the fees will go through the world, through the roofs, so that they can say that they are, what they call it, transparent? That's a bunch of crap, guys.
You better believe it. Mm.
It's crap. Well, that's an excuse.
How many thousands of pages was the that CARE Act, Obamacare?
Mm.
I mean, it's
well, they
couldn't read it.
They do that, so you can't read
you,
all of it.
Who knows?
We have to pass it before we can see what's in it.
Right. Yeah.
Well, every time they touch something, the Democrats, that is, the liberals, they're going to mess up the cost every time.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to cost more and more and more. Who's going to pay for this? You know who's going to pay for this. Who's paying for medical insurance premiums right now?
You and
who's paying for all that?
We are.
I've got people who come to me and say, I can't eat because of insurance, medical insurance premiums. You know,
see, liberalism used to be much different than it is now. It has turned into socialism. They still call it liberal.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you go to another country, you could say, I'm liberal. That means you're a libertarian. All right? Like in Germany, liberals are libertarians. It's totally, it's different. Okay, we're in America. We're, you know, we worry about our own government, our own self. I mean, but it's mind-boggling to me that the amount of confusion that's out there.
Yeah.
Well, the Democrats are bailing left and right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The traditional Democrats.
Right. Yeah, coming across.
I mean, it's like, you know.
They're leaving the farm, as they say.
Well, they go into, you know, used to they were Dixiecrats. Now they're Republicans. I mean, Republicans are what Democrats used to be. And Democrats
Look at John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy would be considered a very conservative Republican today. And he was he was a Democrat back then.
The whole world's turning upside down.
This is behavior. It's been taught. It's been learned.
Bingo.
It's stuff that you can't just say, why don't you just change your mind or do something? Since World War II, this stuff has been implemented, and it's been a long time coming.
Yep.
And people will say, you're just a crazy conspiracy theorist.
No,
that's ridiculous. No, it's called you are looking a little deeper, and you're, you know,
it's called the truth.
Seeing the truth.
The truth will set you free.
Yeah, it kind of makes you think the Matrix ain't all that far-fetched.
Take the blue.
That's another story.
Everybody was all happy and everything. Turns out we were all pod people.
Willfully ignorant.
There you go. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Health and Wealth with Terry Adams is our special guest this evening. David Ernest and Matthew Ernest. After these important massages right here on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks?
David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
Behold, a cautionary tale of what could happen if you don't call asset preservationist David Earnest.
I played the stock market. That's where I put all my cash. Then one day the market crashed. All my money and my wealth I was a-missing. Guess you could say I didn't have a pot to in. Wish I had called old David Earnest on the phone. Now I stand alone. Don't wind up like this poor man. Call David Earnest today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. An asset preservationist for the ages. Call David Earnest today. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Fan Wealth Show. It's Wednesday night, and you know what that means. For some of you, it means meatloaf. For us here on the Health and Wealth Show, it means Terry Adams, who has a lot in common with meatloaf because there's more there than meets the eye. Terry Adams appears through the courtesy of Mrs. Adams, the little short mean woman who lets him come out and play with us, and we do appreciate it. David Earnest, however, is another matter altogether. He is an asset preservationist, ready to step up and take control of your finances and help you get to where you need to be financially. David has a website at retirewithearnest.com. You can call David at 279-7431. Set up your free consultation, and that appointment costs you nothing. Zip, nada. Absolutely free. David's also on Facebook, and you can call him right now at 272-9228 and talk about finances or just talk about strange things that you've seen in the sky along with David and Terry Adams. So, folks, here he is, the Ayatollah of your bankroller. It's David Earnest.
The joyous dear hot cherries, Brother Dave.
And don't forget the lovely and talented two-tall Matthew Earnest joining us tonight.
I don't know about lovely or talented, but I'm here.
Well, I didn't want to say the weird and geeky. I mean, you
know, he's definitely here.
Throw you a bone, man.
And what we're talking about is the upheaval that we fear is happening to this country.
Mm-hmm.
In the absolute ridiculous changing the sides from one side to the other.
Mm-hmm.
Like Harris is she's over on this side. No, Harris, she's over on that side. What side is she on? She's not on our side.
Well, she's making up her own side, I think.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
We don't know which side any of them are on.
And we've got a call. Let's see what happens here.
All right.
You're on the air with Matthew, David, and Terry. Please identify yourself and don't curse.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. It's Randy from Snow.
Hey, how you
Randy
doing?
Snow. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I've been listening to y'all every day, but I've been working with the radio on, not able to contact you. I got a question that maybe y'all can answer. I'm just curious. You know, with everything going on, the interest rate, as you know, is so low that it's astronomical. We've never seen it this low that I know about in my 63 years. Is that correct?
Correct.
Well, if you got, let's just say you got $500,000 in land and homes, I'm liquid, but I'm just curious. Is that a buddy of mine did it, and he seemed to say it's the best thing to do right now because everything going on. Well, what if I wouldn't? I have credit, So what if I went and got liquid a couple of $100,000 to buy more inventory in my business at, you know, the interest rate that I have now that is so low, on a more home mortgage? So what's your ideas about something along that effect?
Well, that's a question that you'd have to sit down and talk to me about, because it depends on what kind of collateral you're going to put on it.
Turn your radio down, Randy.
Yeah, Randy, turn your radio down for me, buddy.
I ain't got my radio on.
Really? Wow.
Something weird. It might be on speaker.
How about now? Is that better?
That's a lot better.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, when you use land as collateral, one of the problems with using land as collateral is that they don't let you collateralize it high enough. In other words, if you're borrowing money from like a home, you could collateralize 80%, and sometimes you could get up to 90 or 100% with secondary mortgage. The problem with land is that you can only collateralize usually about 40%, which puts you in a situation that's not very comfortable if the bank decides they want that money back, or if you get in a situation you can't pay it. It could put you into a bad predicament. So it all depends on what you're trying to do with the money, how safe that is that you're doing with the money. That's
well, there's homes on the land, and it's three different deeded properties recorded. So there's homes on every one of the pieces of property I'm talking
right.
about.
Right. Well, so again, we'd have to talk about it, because it depends on how much leverage you could get out of it, because as you leverage it up, then the banks become more accommodating. They don't really want it back. You know,
yeah, I don't want to give it back, man. It's crazy. I had $570,000, and I thought about getting a
well, just
a
think about this. Think about this. This is what happened. I've talked about this before to people down in Florida and other places where they tried. They used Dave Ramsey's advice, paid off their houses, and then they crashed, and they're worth half the value. You know, that makes a bank not want it back. Okay. So if it's a house, it's probably not going to crash like that around Montgomery, but who knows? I mean, we don't really know what's going to happen. But what you don't want is for them to say, okay, you owe us the money, and now you have no recourse. They're going to take your goodie. You see what I'm saying? You got 60% equity in there? That's a problem. So be careful where you put that 40%, is what I'm trying to say. You know, if it's something that can't lose any money, like the stuff we use, that probably would be fine because it's not going to go away. But if
is there a market loan value on, if you put in, like I said, I'm liquid. I'm just looking at this thing where my money would make more for me than the interest rate of a mortgage on the property. This property's paid for. So basically, what you got going on. Is there a loan value on your investments on what you talk about?
Some of them do have that. Some of them do have that, but it does. We have to talk about it because some of the time it's had to generate a taxable event off of a tax deferral thing. There's all kinds of
capital gain, right?
Well, that would be an ordinary gain usually instead of capital gains are only done off of stocks, mutual funds, and land. Okay. The other stuff turns around into ordinary gains and things. So we have to talk about it. The thing you got to realize is, again, how dangerous is what you're putting the money in that you're borrowing against the land? Because if the bank, you got to pay them off and then you get into a problem. You got too much equity at risk, is what I'm trying to say. That's what you got to be careful with. But anyway, you know, we can talk to some attorneys, some accountants, and other people if you want to talk about it. But essentially, that's it.
I'm going to get with you, Dave. I know I'm not going to take up much more of y'all's radio time, but I just had a thought that a buddy of mine did, and he seemed to think it's working for him. So,
well, listen, there are what we do have, if you're worth, at least $3 million or more, we do have some programs where they'll loan you the money and then you can invest it. But the thing you're investing it against has a guaranteed return of what you put in it, in other words, minimum, so you can't lose. So if things go haywire, at least you pay off your debt. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I may be, but it may be tied up to where, you know, I can't get to it as a trust or inheritance. So
Yeah, just give me a call. Give me a call, 279-7431. I can give you more information.
I'll do you. Hey, enjoy your show as usual, and we'll be listening.
Thanks, Randy.
Thank you, sir. All right, if you'd like to jump in, 272-9228. And we've got a few more minutes. Take a couple more calls.
Plethora of knowledge from that
yes.
man.
Yes. Yes, he keeps an eye on the stock market and what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, I've been doing this almost 40 years, guys, so... I mean, I've seen a lot of things.
He really has.
You just don't know the stuff, good, bad, and ugly I've seen out there. And I'm not perfect by any means, but I am an asset preservationist. So anything you deal with me can't lose money has a guarantee.
Survival.
We don't deal with stuff that don't have some type of guarantee normally.
That's right.
If you're younger, we do recommend that you do your 401ks and your stock. Kind of deals with your IRAs and stuff, and we do have folks that can do that for you, but our specialty is asset preservation that can't go away, and that is exactly where we think you need to be today in this environment. It's very scary if you're over 55 or 60 years old. You don't need to be losing your dough.
No,
not at all.
No. So that's it in a nutshell. Protect your assets because there's so many things. He mentioned a little earlier that interest rates are very, very low right now.
Mm-hmm.
We can utilize that. There's things that will utilize the fact that it's very, very low right now. And the stock market is booming because it's very low because people don't know where else to go. See, since they don't know where to go, they boom the market. It's a bubble, guys. In my opinion, it's a gigantic, huge bubble. And what do bubbles usually do eventually?
When they get big enough, they pop.
Yeah. Unless it's them.
Or they fizz or something, but it's not fun.
Tiny bubbles.
So don't get in the bubble.
That's right.
You'll get into a world of trouble.
There you go. 272.
Wise words.
9228. Terry, did you want to mention that about the
yeah,
heifer?
Yeah, it's the red heifer.
Instead of the clean lamb. Yeah.
Right.
Who was that sent that in?
I have no idea, but it was right.
Okay. But anyway, we like I said, we got time for another couple of calls. If you'd like to call us up, ask a question, make a comment, tell us a joke. I don't care. Just, whatever you
want. I mean, we're all in this thing together. I mean, like, we all have to work out what's going on. I mean, but the problem is nobody really wants to come together. Look at the Democrats. They don't even want to come together with something reasonable about the other plan that Trump's trying to, about the coronavirus, the rescue money, stimulus. It's ridiculous what they want.
There's huge gaps right now in this country. I mean, there's division politically. There's division financially. I'm reading right now where an article that just came out says the recession is over for the rich. Stock market soars while jobs remain scarce for low-income workers. Uh-huh. And I do believe that that's true. But, I mean, what's holding the stock market together right now?
For real,
extremely rich people and the government pumping money into it.
Bingo.
It's all in the bubble, too.
It's not real. It's artificial.
It's got to be artificial.
Well, we've got two lines ringing
all
for
right.
us. If you're on one of these lines that I don't answer,
don't
hang on. We'll get to you. So, you're on the air with David Ernest, Terry Adams, and Matthew Too Tall Ernest. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
This is Anonymous.
Mr. Anonymous.
Hello, Anonymous.
How you doing?
How are you?
Mr. Sam Anonymous.
Anon, how are you?
I've called in for no reason other than to pull Mr. Adams' chain.
Uh-huh. Well, he's got it right out over here.
He's actually, I've heard he's got good insurance, very good insurance.
The cops said to me after the fifth or sixth time we got broken in. You got insurance, don't you? That's not the point. Catch the POSs it broke in.
Yeah. If they were paying the insurance, it'd be okay.
Yeah, it's time for some big junkyard dogs.
They just don't get it.
I bet that is a pretty good bill. But listen, enjoying the show, but I was just going to say, Terry,
what?
I'm Montgomery. I'm getting an echo. I'm sorry. It's messing me up. I've been in Montgomery for like the last 10 days.
I'm sorry.
And you said it. But they got some good work done and spent some good valuable time with mom and, all the good things. But two or three times I got passed by these young black sports enthusiasts on four-wheelers and mini bikes, going up and down the bypass. And you could hear them coming down Norman Bridge, going dang Siebel's Road, coming through the whole set. You can just hear them all over through the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so I've decided that I don't need to get a motorcycle license. I just got to find me some hot. I got to find me some hot little ride.
There you go.
That's the way to get around town.
I guess so.
Yeah, man. No helmet. The riding gear is a T-shirt. Plastic Nike flip flops.
Yeah.
Socks. And oh, shorts. And
drives me nuts, man.
Well, we've got some out in my neighborhood, which we live out in the country. And and they're riding these four-wheelers up and down the streets out there. And like you said, no protective gear of any sort.
And the thing is, if anything happens to them, what are they going to do? They're going to sue the manufacturer.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
And but the thing is, it is rumored that these young people are taking drugs from one place
to another
sell them. And since I know...
Oh, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, well, since I know that the Sheriff's Department will frown upon any strung-up piano wire, I am going to make some video and send them to the sheriff just to see, you know, because they could hurt somebody.
Entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, I had to bring it up. I thought it was, Sam. You know, I've been hearing about it and I've seen it a couple times, but it's as common as it happens every day.
It does.
And I guess that's just the way it's going to be now. So.
Yeah, it is.
Well, have you ever been to California and see the motorcycles pass between two cars on the
lane
interstate?
Lane splitting.
It's crazy. And all they have to do is just somebody move over and they're a fly
open
on a window.
And they don't have a helmet law, do they?
They're crazy. They're going 90 miles an hour. It's just
think
unbelievable.
Parts of California don't. But, I mean, you know.
Well, it's not just California. I'm sure there's other places, but California's
You got to be a fool to ride a motorcycle on the freeway without a helmet.
Yeah, there's, be, yeah. yeah. We call those organ donors.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah. Most of my life until my back went out, I loved trail riding. I was a mountain biker.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, I did it the hard way. And even I was in good shape then. But the point of it is, and love pain, but pain's part of it. But I did wear a helmet. I had to.
Yeah.
Because it didn't take much to crack that egg.
You better believe it.
Here's one last thing for you, conspiracy show. No, I have not been to California, but I've been as far west as White Sand, New Mexico.
Uh-huh. Do you glow in the dark?
Yeah. Oh, man, I know. I got to see some great stuff.
I bet you did.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks a lot. Thank you for calling.
All right.
And, you know, Sam just reminded me of something. I went to the dentist today. I went last week, and I had to go back. And I had some tooth pain, and they told me that, well, you know, those two teeth attach to your sinuses. So I had no idea my teeth were attached to my sinuses.
Wow.
And I am having a little sinus issue. So they got me some antibiotics. I should be fine. But... We said something about that they had to do x-rays. They did x-rays, but then they did them the other day. And I said, yeah, I'm going to walk out of here glowing. And they said, oh, yeah, you'd be surprised at how little radiation you really get. And let's see if I can find it here. Now, this is actually sources of radiation. And getting the x-ray is not a whole lot. It's like, Terry, it says the dosage is MSV. Are you familiar with that?
No.
It's real low, but they've got things down here that can give off radiation. And at 0.000100 is eating a banana.
Radioactive banana.
You could get a radioactive.
Practically everything.
Oh yeah.
Radiates or decay. They call it decaying.
Uh-huh. Right.
Okay. Most things decay. But listen, it's about time. I got a degree in chemistry and biology, and I had to take this stuff.
But that's the only physics. Fruit they mentioned, though.
So the thing is, it's fruit. Everything has a decay, pretty much. Not everything, but almost every element has a decay.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it's so many thousands of years, it doesn't decay very much. It also has to do with how erratic it is and how potent it is. So you could take an x-ray and you're okay, but you've noticed those little people that give you the x-ray, throw these aprons around,
well,
you know
like,
why?
Well, like Knights of the Round Table.
Because it has to do with time.
Mm-hmm.
Time, timing. And that's what we're talking about with investments. Time, timing. This country, time, timing. The timing of things is so important. Are you at the wrong place at the wrong time?
Timing's everything.
Timing's everything. Are you at the right place at the right time? So that's what it's all about. Being too much, getting too much, or not enough.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. The dentist did come in, and he told me, he said, don't get x-rays if you are experiencing a bout with a gastrointestinal problems, like you got gas or something, because you could experience toot decay. Thank you very much.
Milliservants, yeah. What it is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
That must be tiny.
It's an SI system. It's defined as the average accumulated background radiation dose to an individual for 1 year.
Wow.
In the United States is one milliservant.
But I'm going
background dosages going on.
Yeah,
but I saw a good movie on. It was Marie Curie. She discovered radium, X-rays. And it was crazy to me. They didn't know anything about it. That's kind of how they discovered,
Marie, your fingernails have come off.
They would do X-rays of their heads, and of their body. It was like a piece of artwork or something. But they would just stand there and subject themselves to this stuff for an hour. Yeah. Uh-huh. And anyway.
If you want to see the effects of radiation, go to Russia and look at Chernobyl.
They say her tomb is, it has, I don't even know how many, hundreds of pounds of lead to keep the radioactive material from escaping.
Did you ever see, and I mean, this is so far off subject, but you said Madame Curie, and did you ever see, what was the name of young Einstein?
Yeah, the Australian.
With Albert Einstein was this young Australian guy, and he was trying
Australian.
He was Australian in this movie. Okay. This is an altered reality.
I got you. I'm sorry.
And Yahoo Sirius was this guy's name in real life.
I've heard of
that. And so he's Albert Einstein, and they live out in the outback, and he's working on, what is it, getting bubbles in beer?
Yeah.
And so he goes to Germany and meets and falls in love with Madame Curie. Oh, it's a funny little movie.
Sounds like it.
And Marconi is there, and he has just invented the radio, and he's doing a remote broadcast.
I think me and you might have been the only two people that ever saw this movie.
I think I might have been in there.
You
know Marconi didn't invent the radio.
You sure you guys are not collaborating all this?
Yes, we meet up early. I was reading, I saw this real good thing the other day about Tesla. I don't think he was from here. I think he was from
He got visions. They would project things to him, and he would have to figure out what he was seeing.
And he came up with wireless energy. You could actually transmit energy.
The Wharcliffe Tower,
The cell phone, and all that kind of stuff.
He had a car he rode around in that required no fuel.
Mm-hmm.
He also had a little device about the size of a pack of cigarettes, and he went where they were building a skyscraper and stuck it on the side and turned it on. 10 seconds, they're going, cut it off because the whole building's swaying. He knew how to propagate earthquakes.
That's why
he knew everything.
If Edison hadn't have been a better businessman and gotten the patents and won all that stuff, it all ended up being Edison.
DC.
DC. So we would have wireless electricity. Electricity, you wouldn't plug in anything, it would just come out of the sky.
Yeah. Right.
Seriously.
And how bad would that hurt people who sell electricity, or you know what I'm talking about. Right. Hey, we got a phone call. We got just
the
enough time
biggest
for
biggest moneymaker on the planet.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Energy.
Well, yep. There's a big moneymaker going on over on Mobile. I ain't even going to go there no more.
Don't go there.
Well, and they hung up. I hate when that happens.
Well, there's a lot of folks that had visions. Have you ever heard of Edgar Casey?
Of course.
Yes.
Sleeping Prophet. He lived in Selma.
I was going to say there's a historic marker down there with his name on it.
He lived in Selma for a while.
This guy
healed people.
He really, really knew some things about medicinal things that really worked.
Yep.
He healed people. A lot of them worked. And there's the phone's ringing.
It's ringing again. Well,
he said that Atlantis would be found down close to the Bahamas, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's probably right.
And that Bimini Road and all that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
That's part of
you are on the Health and Wealth Show. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
This is Crawdad.
Hey, how are you, sir?
Hey, Crawdad.
Well, I have to admit something. I was meaning to dial a friend, but y'all subconsciously must have been on my mind. What y'all talking about?
I don't know. What's for supper?
Yeah, we're hungry.
Well, I can tell you what, you got a seafood bistro right over there.
Ooh, yeah.
We'll just bring some MREs and
that's some good stuff.
Yes, sir. And I just sent a friend over there. They were looking to go get some fish, and they were visiting here. Mm-hmm. And I said, man, they make some really nice gumbo over there. And a nice cup of gumbo with crawdads in it.
Uh-huh. Well, tell them.
What did you say, Snallow? Oh, my brother's talking to himself again.
Oh, no. Well, tell him when they walk in the door to go.
Just tell him don't answer himself. Yeah. He'll be okay.
Tell him to go, don't. And the guy will come out of the back and go, yeah, man. That's the guy that owns the place, Paul Doe. Yeah.
They're great folks.
They are good people. I like to go over there.
That's some awesome food, too. Mm-hmm. We like to support our local businesses, don't we, Terry?
Yeah, it's a common misconception, Crawdad.
Oh, yeah.
First time I got on the water, it was not on a one of those hickey things like you sell.
Jet ski.
Was just on a regular set of skis with a rope.
I can't ski.
Now, nobody told me that when you fall in the water, you're supposed to let go of the rope.
Oh.
Yeah.
You learned, though.
That's pretty much a gimme.
Acquired
knowledge.
It's
my first lesson in diving.
I was going to say, because you don't stay on the top of the water. You go down.
No. You go down quick.
It's like an anchor.
You're like some sort of a bass lure or something.
Yeah. You are now trolling.
Yeah.
You're the bait.
And I tell you, the gar that hang up around, the last time I saw a gar, I decided at this point, I don't want to go in the salt water because of the sharks. And I know a gar probably wouldn't attack you, but they some scary-looking prehistoric.
They are not the pretty fish.
Nasty-looking teeth.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Luckily, it's kind of shady down there, and you can't see much.
Well,
on a lighter note, I got a question. How do you feel about including precious metals as part of your portfolio?
We do.
Good question.
Good that you said that, because I like collecting just for the hobby of it.
Yeah.
But gold is hitting around 1,700 an ounce now.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Record
is insane.
It's crazy. It's because there's instability. And anytime you see instability, you see the gold go up.
Yep.
Saying this is that you can get Australian, you can buy Canadian, you can get
just
US.
Just make sure you don't get a certificate. Make sure you actually get the physical gold.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
It's very important.
Yeah. Most of our programs deal with options on gold. It's what we deal with.
I like to have something in my hand and then put it in the safe. Uh-huh. I don't want somebody else storing it for me.
There you go. You can never get it.
Hey, Crawdad, we are about fresh out of time, sir.
Well, thank you,
sir.
Always enjoy your show and the information.
Thank you, sir.
Night,
thank you. Always good to hear from you, and hope you got some good stuff over at the Seafood Bistro. We got about 30 seconds to go before we got to go. I know it's ringing, but we just can't talk to them.
Wow.
Okay, call back tomorrow.
We need another hour, don't we?
No, call back Monday.
Okay, well, they hung up. I'm sorry. But, you know, it's just we got
the nature of the beast.
Yeah.
You got to get
time.
You want to wind things up here?
Yeah, we talked about a lot of things, you know, the instability, the presidential instability, the election, who's going to be president. We hope to goodness that it's the man that's in there now, because it could help us a lot. But there's so many uncertainties. If your retirement plan means a lot to you and you're older, say like over 55, you might need to talk to an asset preservationist. Why? So you can get some information about how to preserve your assets and also make them grow without any risk. Call us 279-7431. That's 279-7431. And we can talk to you about all these different questions that you may have. And there's no charge or obligation for coming and talking to us.
All right. Thanks, David. Thanks, Matthew. And Terry, you want to mention your phone number and location right quick?
Yeah, 271-5500 Adams Motorsports on the, Northeastern Boulevards with the
gun. Right. And you'll be back.
I'll be back Saturday night. 6 till 10 on Clearing the Air.
All right. Well, there you go. That's it. We got to get on out the door here if I can find what I need to be pushing my button here. Where did it go? It has
button
gone
pushing.
Away.
Beans gone out of skin.
I think this thing actually closes stuff when you got so much stuff open.
Yeah.
And it closed stuff, so we've got about 20 seconds. Well, about 30 seconds.
Well,
we'll just have to talk.
Adios amigos.
Nod and mutter. And anybody know any good limericks? There once was a hermit named Dave. We won't go there. No, that's not good. We can't do that one.
No.
Do that one. And let's see. We'll be back.
There was an old lady from Trent whose television antenna got bent. the reception got hazy. The neighbors went crazy. They